here we go.
Blog Talk Radio. Oh,
no. Ugh, I need a... Stupid button, it never works on time. Gosh damn it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, let me get it to be on the air. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy special edition of the racism, the sexism, the cop killing. We hate cops, whatever you want to call it. The Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most. You know I'm the king of kings himself. I am... the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only. He
it is
in the building.
Yes, it is I, Sean Black, in the building once again. And on the other phone line, we have the one, the only.
Hello, guys. It's Anitra. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Oh, fabulous.
Okay. I don't know how fabulous we're going to be after we can start getting to some of these topics. Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. The number, once again, ladies and gentlemen, to call in your thoughts or questions or to vent out is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Black and HB, are you guys ready to piss off some people?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yes. Right, I don't think we have anything else better to do, so we might as well just piss everyone off tonight.
I don't.
You know... All right, first thing, and we'll go off the topic because we didn't plan this till last minute between Sean Black and I. Something happened. Chicago is just becoming like a rapid, crazy zone right now with all these shootings that are going on. But there's one particular shooting that happened in Chicago last week that caught Sean Black and I's attention, and we're very outraged by that. Sean,
oh, yeah.
A little bit of detail about that.
Yeah, this is something that's been boiling on the surface for me at this one. We've dealt with shootings and killings of all that nature and talked about those kinds of things as far as cops and racism and what have you. This one is really sickening. Chicago police are continuing to search for the killer of a 9-year-old by the name of Tyshawn Lee. The reason why I want everybody to think about that name and keep his family in your prayers and what you're thinking about is... he was killed this past Monday in Chicago at about 4:15 in the afternoon. The reason why he was killed, he was lured by a rival gang that is a rival to his father, who was also in a gang. He was lured into an alley, and he was murdered last week. This is a 9-year-old boy. The police... Superintendent Gary McCarthy basically said Tyshawn Lee was murdered in probably the most abhorrent, cowardly, unfathomable crime that I have witnessed in 35 years of policing. We believe that Tyshawn was targeted, lured to this spot, and murdered. And we believe that this is the most recent of a series of gang-related violent events that may go back as far as August. It may go back a little further than that. He also added that they believe Tyshawn's father had ties to a gang that is in conflict with another gang. And here's the part that's just even sadder, is the fact that not only do we have now, we have the gang life between rival gangs and the retaliation of what gangs are doing, Tyshawn's father is not really cooperating with the police much either. Based on the fact that because of that gang affiliation stuff, he's apparently had issues with the police himself, and I'm almost at a loss for words when I hear these kinds of stories. It's even worse because this kind of story, as I was talking to Hot Rod off air, there was another tragedy that happened in Chicago just within the last couple of days where a 14-year-old was murdered coming home from just leaving a barber shop as a 14-year-old. And it's, again, it's more of this violent street gun stuff that's been going on that we've been hearing about. So much violence going on in Chicago. Hot Rod, I, as I said before, I'm almost at a loss for words, but I really want to hear what you and Anitra have to say about this particular instance, because this is just really ridiculous.
So, ladies and gentlemen, whoa, I got a call already? I just started.
Already?
No, it was Ms. Jones. Okay, hold on. All right,
I'll go to you.
Ms.
Hello, boys. What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
You sound like she went British.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, you want me to go British for the night? Let me stop. I'm just
kidding. Oh, no, that's okay. As this killing has happened, as a parent that I am, and Anitra B, ladies and gentlemen, imagine your kid out there being murdered for no reason at all.
There was a reason.
Huh?
There was a reason.
Oh, due to a father, but the kid had nothing to do with it. My problem with Sean Black had nothing to do with our children. Our children, this kid just came from school on his way home and lost his life with some punk, decided to take, try to torture the family and take this young boy away. Yes, I'm upset about that, but my outrage overall is, where are the civil rights leaders? Where are the protests? Where are the riots? Why people are not doing anything about it?
I can easily answer that. That's easy. For some strange reason, which I'm obviously never going to understand it because I am Caucasian, you know, but they only come out when if a white person shot that little boy all over the news. No one seems to give a damn because it's not racially motivated, which is sad, but it's true. That kid died in a horrific manner, and no one seems to care. Because it's not racially motivated.
Ms. Jones?
You know what? She's pretty much on point. Because it's that it feeds
mm-hmm.
into the narrative of thug black folks killing black folks in a black neighborhood.
But why is that okay? It shouldn't be.
It's never okay.
That should be protested more than if it was a racial killing. That
exactly.
should be protested. Even considering how this poor child died, there should be people. Oh my God!
this is a child that will never grow up to have his first kiss, or you know, graduate from school, or go to his first prom, or go to get his first job, or graduate and go to college. All of those things is unrealized potential. Because of the senseless, nonsensical violence that continues to happen in our streets, not just here in the tri-state area, but also in Chicago,
Dallas,
in Florida.
About Chicago. Like, I'm so over Chicago and the ratchet motherfuckers that live out there. I swear, as much talking as people do about Chicago and criminals and people that do violent acts, talk to them, ask them, where are the people that killed them? Are they interviewing them? They interviewing people that don't have nothing to do with nothing. Specifically ask the killer and the perpetrator, why did you do this shit? What, are they going to sit there quiet? People watch First 48 all the time, and yet still they don't know why niggas do what they do. Like, seriously. They don't want to remedy the situation, because if they remedy it, niggas won't have jobs. And then on top of it, when you go into the mind of an individual that's a criminal and the environment that they live in, it's like dog eat dog, may the best survive. So I don't care if you're 9, I don't care if you're 6, I don't care how old you are. You're in my way, you're being annihilated. Survival of the fittest. That's it. It's like people want to talk about, oh, my God, it's senseless. Talk to the people that did it. It's not senseless to them. Those are the people that should be calling in. Those are the people that they should be going out and interviewing. But niggas is too scared to go and talk to them. You have people that are scared to talk to them, and then you have the other people that don't want to talk to them because technically, if we get to the root of the problem, we're going to be out of a job. Judges aren't going to have any court dates or whatever. they're not going to have jobs. That's my whole summation on the thing. But, yeah, people, Chicago been dirty from how long?
Well, for a very long time, but yeah. Chicago's exactly. not the only dirty city. There's a lot of dirty
exactly.
cities.
Exactly. But Chicago, when I was watching something, and I'm telling you, there's this guy that always does, what's his name? I know someone know who I'm talking about, the light-skinned guy that does the schools and everything. The what do you call those schools? It's on the top of my tongue. Those the charter schools in Chicago
okay.
or whatever. That is he a principal or something? I know someone
I know
who I'm talking about.
I'm not sure.
The light-skinned guy. He's, I'm gonna find out his name just now. But he's the light-skinned guy that they're always talking to in Chicago, and he just goes so hard for everything. But it's like the Chicago's still ratchet. Like what's the I don't know. And in Chicago, the way some, like there was this comedian. He was coming from a party. Some Instagram comedian. They just shot him dead. And it's like the way they are in Chicago, it's like Compton all over again. I don't know. They're real grimy out there.
It almost sounds like that the city is at war with itself.
Exactly.
And I don't know what can be done to actually quell all of the unease that seems to be happening, because it's like every other week we hear about something in Chicago that has gone awry with gun violence, gang
mm-hmm.
violence, a mugging that went wrong, a police officer or something happened to a cop. It seems to be always something different that has happened, something that has changed.
Shouldn't Oprah be talking about what the hell's going on in Chicago? Isn't she like the biggest Chicago person? Like, hello.
Well,
Chicago
Oprah moved out.
Chicago should be a freaking fan. Exactly. Thank you. She was like, "Fuck this."
But I'd like to go back to what Anisha saying. Anisha brought up a very good point. Like, once again, if this was a cop that killed a kid, would there be a riot right now? Would there be leaders out there marching? Al Sharpton out there preaching? Does it look? The cop killer is wrong? No, so this will make people like the KKK happy, black killing the blacks. So we continue to kill.
I'm still not really on that, because I really feel like even if they wanted to write about it, so what? I mean, okay, I'm lost. So if we have another killing where it's racially motivated, and people are talking about it, then what?
We will talk about it next week's show, because everything is always about race. Everything is about race in this country. They feed us racism to our mind every single day. It's not even a joke.
That's because unfortunately, a certain majority of Americans don't have their own mind frame. Y'all want to suck in everything that's media and propaganda, then keep sucking it in. Because at the end of the day, at some point, people should realize and understand that violence is violence, no matter who it's perpetrated against. But if you want to be fed, now, like, see, I'm the type of person, I can sit and look at things and say, okay, boom, that was racially motivated. And even if I really, really think it was racially motivated, I'm going to go about getting to that point to see, okay, boom, yes, it actually was. But I'm not just going to run with it. Oh, yeah, it was racially motivated. Yeah, yeah, ha-ha. And a lot of Americans seem to run with whatever's being forced at them. No one wants to take the time because, like I said, unfortunately, since people have been able to read or write, you've been in school, you've been learning, and teachers have been forced to feeding you everything. So at what point do you actually really start thinking for yourself? Like this chick tried to say to me, I was brainwashed, and I was like, speak for yourself, sweetheart, because at some point in time, I challenged my teachers. I challenged my professors. If there was something that they was telling me, and even if I didn't pinpoint it in the book, and as black people, you should already know that they don't want you thinking outside of the box. So it's like, really? Everything's racially motivated? So why? Maybe, I don't know. I just get exhausted with certain things because it's like, okay, now what? So the little boy was killed. If people want to protest, let them protest. There's somebody in the state that probably want to protest. I don't know. If they don't want to protest, then that's their business.
And, you know, listening to your tone and how you're saying that is probably how a lot of people feel, from the sense that it's kind of like, okay, outrage when something happens. when we initially hear about something happening with not just an African American or a child or an elderly person or an innocent person, you usually hear the outrage. I'm upset. I'm pissed off. The issue that that I think is becoming where your tone is coming from is that is the case so often that you're almost numb to it because there seems to be nothing happening. And so it's kind of like, oh, it's the same old thing. Oh, another kid just got killed. Okay, nothing's going to happen. So why am I getting upset to the point where something isn't going to be done? I think that's where that's coming from.
I'm not numb to the point that nothing's going to happen. I'm numb to the point that the people that should be doing things, like the social psychologists, whoever they are, that should be focusing and looking at stuff, they don't exist. The other day someone said to me, well, where are all the feminists? I said to them, where are all the social psychologists? There's so many things going on socially that need to be mended, but where are these people at? Like,
I have another caller, of course, because everybody want to vent out tonight. Take it away, Nisha B. What do you think?
Like I said, I went on social media today. I just out of curiosity, just to see, like, that there's, like, basic sites that come up, and, like, usually there's people outraged of this is what happened and this and that, and nothing. Not one word about this poor kid.
Everybody's talking about Vivica Fox and 50. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That really was all over social media today about what Soulja Boy's his tweet to her, and she apologized. That was everywhere. But about this poor little kid, nothing. And I get a lot of people don't want to talk because of fear. I get it. I can actually understand that.
A lot of people
associated with gangs. A lot of people don't speak because of fear of their own lives. They don't want to talk.
Okay.
They're afraid.
So before Kato, before I go to you.
And that's what I don't understand about these individuals. And that's why I was like, I would like for people to actually talk to them. If you're so scared, why are you in a gang? But then again, oh, that's why you're in a gang, because you're scared? I'm confused. Mm-hmm. You can't run by yourself? I mean, okay.
You know
so it's just like
that's
a constant fear thing?
Sean Black,
no.
Okay,
what I meant was, like, neighbors, people around, people who may have actually saw something or stuff like that. A lot of neighbors, a lot of people that's around it don't want to speak because they're afraid.
And that's why I said as black people know who to pick fights with. I know black people that'll fight with their girls, or black men that'll fight with their wives, or black girls that'll fight with each other. But let them go to work where they make their bread and butter, and their boss probably spit on them or something. They're not gonna fight with their boss though. They really not.
Nope.
They'll take that shit because they need that paycheck. But
the nigga
that's in the club that step on their shoes, oh, I'm going to kill him. So I'm like, where's the fear? Where's the coward? Where's the, I'm going to be a hero today? What do you want to stand up for? I don't get it.
Sad.
And it's crazy that you would think that the gang mentality wouldn't stoop this low as to try and murder a 9-year-old just to get revenge on somebody else.
All right, K-Dog, take it away, K-Dog.
Good evening, everybody. Hi, everybody. Tonight.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing? Anitra, Miss Jones, Sean, Hot Rod. Hey, tonight I just want to say as a black person, and I feel very outraged about what happened to that little boy in Chicago. And I'm glad listening to everybody talk. Now, what I'm about to say is this, is that we as black people living in our community, we need to take some responsibility about what we're doing wrong, because this has been happening. These gangs are taking over our neighborhoods, committing violent acts. I mean, and unfortunately, it's the innocent people that are paying for it. I mean, this little boy, I mean, like you said, Anitra and Miss Jones, I could understand the outrage because you know what? all over social media. Yeah, everybody's talking about 50 and Vivica. I mean, who cares about that? That's Hollywood. But at the same time, let's talk about the human lives that are being taken away in our community. I mean, time and time again, this keeps happening, a shootout, especially in a place like Southside Chicago, which has been plagued with violence. I mean, last 2 years ago, there was a girl who attended the State of the Union address who lost her life violently a few weeks later when she was caught in the crossfire of a shooting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and now, yeah, and now this little boy here, because they want to take revenge out on his father, who's a gang member, so they lure him in and shoot him. I mean, shooting a 9-year-old boy, I mean, come on, this is too much. And, you know, like I said, where are the leaders? Where are the Al Sharptons when you need them? Where are all these other leaders who speak all this stuff? Yeah, okay. Everyone's quick to talk about racism, and true, racism is a plague that continues to hurt this country time and time again. But when it comes to us killing one another, where are the leaders then? Where are the leaders able to, where's the outrage? None of that. And then on top of that, we're not taking responsibility of what we're doing to our community. We're not taking that responsibility. We're sitting there like, oh, well, blame the white person, but yet it's not the white person that's running through the neighborhood shooting them up. It's us. It's us.
So and in other words, we should not be afraid of ISIS. We should be afraid of ourselves.
Exactly, because look at this. We're sitting there, and, you know, with this whole thing of, like you said, Ms. Jones, about the gangs being scared, I mean, the thing is, oh, well, stop snitching. No, we need to open our mouth and start snitching. Call the police when we see a crime. Do something about it.
When you start snitching, it will take your life away or might take somebody else's life away.
Exactly. But this is the thing now, because you know what? Hey, we could talk about racism. We could talk about groups like the KKK. You know what they're doing? They're rejoicing every time we do something like this to one another. It's
okay,
a fun thing to them.
Okay, I guess this is Max. Max, you're on the line now.
Yo, good evening, everybody. I don't know if you can hear me, do you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Max.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm hoping I didn't interrupt anything good or bad, so you guys sound a little bit down.
No, we talk about the Chicago boy, the 9-year-old boy that got shot and killed by gangs in Chicago.
Oh, all right. Then.
Oh, you don't know nothing about it. Okay. Well,
I said it's nothing new. That is nothing new.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Yeah, but nothing new. But we're talking about, you know, it's nothing new, Max. But when you talk about where's the people right now? Where's the Black Lives Matters now? I thought Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
So,
oh,
where are they now?
God. Remember,
Black Lives Matter.
I remember I spoke about this between you and Sean many times about Black Lives Matter. That's bull crap. That's such bull crap. It's all bull crap. It's all about knowing about the code of conduct. That's the bottom line. Know your role. Everybody has to know their position, and they got to follow through on their goal. If you don't do that, then you're going to be disarray.
Well, one thing I want to say, like, literally, I guess it was Southside, like, literally, I just read somewhere where it said, since September 2011, about 1,000 people, aged 17 and under, have been shot in Chicago, and of these, at least 100 were killed. On Thursday alone, 8 people were shot, including a 14-year-old. And this grown man, he said all his life he's been hearing the community needs to change. A grown man saying all his life. So literally, they're immune to it. How can you become immune to children dying?
You know what it is? It's the violence in the area has become nothing more than white noise.
Yeah.
When you have a radio on all day, and it just plays the same thing over and over. At some point, you tune it out, and it becomes normal.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the violence that's been going on, and then not just in Chicago, but in New York City, and in New Jersey, and in Florida, Texas, and all those other places.
Well,
you have in a lot of areas where it's just violence that goes on, and nobody does anything about it because either it's not conducive to being taken care of. You don't have enough power going into certain areas to get that fixed. Mm-hmm. And then you end up having the same old things happening over and over and over again.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. All right. How many people are on the show right now? How many people? I'm going to count the fingers. Like
and,
six of us on the show?
All six of us, yes.
Yeah.
All right. So six people. Let's give you a scenario. We all live in Chicago. So it's all well known. The job is pretty much terrible. The economics is bad. Job marketing is bad. Basically, the life is terrible. Raising a child is terrible. The community has been real bad. All right. Let's all six of us agree that, all right, what is the solution? What should we do? Instead of just talking
move.
About what's been going on. Yes.
Move.
Thank you.
Get
thank
out.
You. That's it.
Get
you
move.
Get out.
Out.
Listen.
Exactly.
Out.
The fucking
thing
needs to be leveled.
Yeah,
it's been back in the days. That was the normal thing to do is to move up north, move down south. That was the norm. Now, no, nobody's thinking that way. There's a bunch of dead zombies in that community.
Okay, so what happens if you can't afford to move out? If you, like you say, bad market, you're struggling. How can you move out if you don't have it?
All right, there's many solutions. You got to roll up your sleeves. You got to do the most desperate thing. No mean illegal drugs, but if you got to do something, you take the worst job out there, even if it's a fast food restaurant, whatever the case is. Where you can get money, you save your freaking money, and what be the real man of the household, and I'm being mean to the man household, you're going to have to sacrifice it. Honey, I'm going to step out of this community and go elsewhere for the better of our family.
But you know that also isn't the most realistic choice either.
Exactly.
No, hear me out. I'm just finishing a book by Dick Gregory. And I just completed. Dick Gregory was just on a show about the Minuteman March of 2015, the one that has passed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fulfilling that goal no more because they don't like to listen to the old folks. The old folks that were successful got it done, but the today's generation don't want to listen to them.
Well, you know what it is, Max. This is a whole new generation of, you see, this is the thing that I could tell you. When it comes to the blind leading the blind, look at the age of these parents these days. They're getting younger and younger. If their parents did not teach them any better, what could they teach their children? It's all about the blind leading the blind. And this is the problem that we have in our community, is a lack of respect towards our elders. And the lack of knowledge of history. I mean, let's look at it. Let's look at it. We live in a community, right? We cannot depend, if the government is not doing anything for us, then why can't we do something about it? If we have the knowledge, if we have the understanding of things, then maybe we would be able to curb the violence in our community. But then after, we're not doing that. We're not even looking out for each other because we're sitting there like, oh, well, I'm going for mine. I'm going to do what I can do. Some of us who open businesses, let's start by this. Some of us who open businesses in our communities, right, we raise the prices so that way people in our community can't even afford those businesses.
Exactly.
And guess what? That business goes out of, guess what? Everything goes kaput. And then after someone else comes in, what do? Oh, yo, that person got money. Let's go rob that person. And you see, when you look at the cameras, who do you see robbing us? And that's a shame. We shouldn't be doing things like that.
Right,
and this is what, this is the lack of understanding.
You're right about that, but why do most people rob in these type of communities? Some of them is for survival.
Yeah.
Yes, some of them are lazy.
Yes.
Well, overall,
lazy.
Think about it. We've been robbed every day. By rich, greedy Wall Street people. Black,
exactly.
White, Asian, whatever. They rob us
it
every time.
Matter. Right.
But you also got to remember the system is
wait,
set up so that
I,
the people
I,
that live in
I
those neighborhoods can't
I
get out.
I didn't care, Rodney's
but
last
guess
point.
What? But guess what? I say this.
Wait, K-Dog, I'm sorry. I didn't hear Rodney's last point.
No, we get robbed by the Wall Street, by the corporations, and the government every time. People in our community, most of them, I cannot say all, rob and steal for survival. Yes, some of them are lazy, some of them don't want to get jobs. But if I have to feed my kids and I can't get a job because I have a criminal record, what do I need to do? I need to rob. I need to steal your gold chain, iPhone, and pawn it. so my son could eat bread for the night. Not me, my son. So it's different stories for everybody, but this is how the community runs. And what can we do? Nothing. That's why we're going through gentrification. That's why when the rich people try to move most of us out.
I want to stop you right there. Why do you have to rob? Why can't you go and work in a local, like, it's the ego. That's what it is.
No,
yeah,
but you know what it is, too?
Mm-hmm.
It's this. It's like, oh, well, blame the system. Listen, my thing is this. Stop blaming the system.
Blame the system for what?
And it's not even, you know, some of them do that. Well, maybe if you would be educated, maybe if you would learn more, then maybe you'd be able to do something. Build your community. Don't burn it down. Build your community. Don't shoot it up.
But see, here's the thing, and all of those points make sense. The problem is, one, we don't have a lot of people that live in the area that actually have the knowledge to find out where to get that education from.
That's why I say the blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing, because see, when you're out there getting education, bills do need to get paid. Some men
right.
are in situations where
it's hard.
I could go to school every day, but I still need a job and
yeah,
I still
right.
need to work or something, you know, because bills, like I said, or even if they don't have bills of their own, they're in families where they have to be the breadwinner because nine times out of ten, they're living with their mother who's a single mother that's not doing,
yeah.
you know, so
and that was going
to
be
like
my
you
second.
You have to
point.
Look at their circumstances. But one thing
hard.
I still want to go back to, as a black man, when you decide to become a criminal because you want to help your moms out, I have a problem with that. Because
and here's another thing that a lot of people don't.
If you decide to be a criminal, why can't you go to the local supermarket or whatever? And I, that's the thing I just can't understand.
And here's one of the things that a lot of people don't think about also. As far as just living in those neighborhoods, just that you just started about supermarkets, there are a lot of neighborhoods that don't even have that in their neighborhoods.
Exactly.
So that they can't even stay in the neighborhood and shop for food. There are stories that I've seen and read where people that live in projects in urban areas where they don't have something, you don't have a bike or you don't have a car. You have to go miles just to shop for food.
Oh, yeah.
And if you do find a supermarket or a bodega or a
it's
store in your neighborhood, they jack the prices up. Just
yes,
to be
do.
Able to survive and eat in your own neighborhood.
That's
so
that's part of the
economic part of the neighborhoods there that aren't getting the help that they need because of that.
That's exactly what I was saying. You know, when you when you're building something in your community, why you have to jack up the prices? And you put them at a price that they can't afford. And guess what? That business goes under because
exactly.
I've seen it happen. There's been many people, I'm going to build a business inside my community to look out for the people. And then when they go in, hey, wait a minute, I can't even afford these prices. What are you doing?
All right, guys.
You know?
I see everybody's a little bit hyped tonight. Okay, let me go to another question. This is about the mother of a 9-year-old boy. She also got a little bit in trouble. Not in trouble, but social media been criticizing her because she set up a GoFund.com to bury her son. And she asked for $10,000 in donation. She received over $17,000. The reason why she getting backlash is that she used some of the money, or most of the money, instead of her son's supposed to be buried this week, Thursday, I believe, well, she used the money to buy a brand new car.
What?
Now, was she right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She bought a brand new car.
Yep,
now,
brand new car. It's all over social media.
Hey, so, wait a minute. We give you money to bury your son, but we feel bad for you. But you bought a brand new car, and she said she needs a car for protection. Anisha B, what do you think?
Protection my ass. This is I'm sorry. I hate people like that. I've seen this shit my entire life, where they are so used to the easy money that they are more concerned about this and that than their own children. It sickens me. That's
Max?
Pathetic. She went shopping before she.
Max?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like I said earlier before, the dollars it's a big thing, and apparently she doesn't have that knowledge of understanding what money really is about. Just like it's no different than that woman who won the lottery, who bailed her boyfriend out 3 times.
Yes.
$180 million, and then she forfeits $180 million and took the $70 million and keep bailing her boyfriend out 3 freaking times. It's like, mm-hmm. understand what money is and understand what life is. But they
yes.
lack it. And since you lack that, you don't care. So that woman don't care what you guys think about that buying a $17,000 car.
Exactly. It's
okay.
true. It's true.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we're
no,
still
no
here.
I just said it was true. Yeah.
Okay, we have another caller. Caller 210. I know who this is. You're on the air.
Yo, what up? Brother B in the house. What's good?
Hey,
hey
what's
Brother
going
B,
on?
What's up? What's up?
What's going
what's
on, brother?
Good evening. Pleasantries to everyone.
Okay. All right, so
all right.
Listen, Brother B, we have Max, K-Dog, Ms. Jones, Sean Black, Anitra B, and yours truly. 7 people, Brother B, is all yours. Take it away.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, I feel like I'm at the casino. What's going on?
Talk about the 9-year-old boy that got killed in Chicago right now. About the community, why?
Oh, you really want me to comment on that? You
yeah.
really want me to
yeah.
comment on that?
If you yeah. have hot molten fire to spit, just spit it on the air.
Brother,
exactly.
go ahead and let it out. Brother,
First of all, yo, I'm going to call a spade a spade. There's a lot of black people that are cowards on this. A lot of Negroes that are cowards on this. That little 9-year-old boy, they can holler about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You can holler about Bill Cosby. You can talk junk about football player and his wife or whatever else. You can holler about everything else, but you can't
mm-hmm.
address or attack. Really, forget address. You can't attack the situation of some coward ass, and I'm gonna say it, coward ass niggas that are gonna grab somebody's kid and kill them just to send a message.
That
like,
seems to be the worst part about it is it's not
yes.
it's not one of those accidental things where he was just standing around.
Nope.
He was lured into an alley and killed
to send a message to somebody.
And Brother B, I second your I agreed with what you said. But like I said earlier, where's the outrage? Where's all the black leaders that are supposed to speak up for us? None of them are speaking out about this.
Because, you know, it's a little nine-year-old boy.
What black leaders? We don't have any
exactly.
black leaders.
Exactly.
We
don't have
black leaders. They die.
I was just about to say,
die.
Forget black. What about leaders in general?
I mean, yeah, you,
hold
allow
on,
me to
hold
do
on.
This. Go ahead, Brother
hold
B.
On, let Brother B talk. Let Brother B talk, please.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can see right now, and I'm like I said, I'm cold spade to spade, where everybody going to go to church. Everybody going to go pray. Everybody going to go ask God to do something. Listen, real talk, why should God do something for you if you ain't even trying to do anything for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Mic drop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, real talk, like, you can't sit there and ask for somebody to keep handing you something.
Exactly.
When the problem is in your face. Listen, if you in the house and somebody breaking in your house, what are you going to do? If you got a gun next to your bed, are you going to confront the situation or are you going to wait for the police to come? What you going to do? It's in your face. Take care of it. Handle it. This 9-year-old, like, if it seems like Chicago right now is off the hook, or it's been off the hook for some time now. Where's our president? Where's loud ass mouth Kanye West?
Exactly.
I don't see none of these rappers. And these R&B people or R. Kelly who like pissing on kids, I don't see none of these cats standing up and saying anything.
You're right about
exactly.
that.
None of them.
Exactly.
And it's not like this just happened yesterday. This happened last week. So there's been enough more than enough time.
Exactly.
Plenty of time. You
don't
have
the
cowards.
So, guys, so what's good?
I guess somebody needs to get it because once somebody get it to Ebro or one of them, once they get it out into that atmosphere, then I guess someone will pick it up. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what?
People, the celebrities need to be on it because everyone follows the celebrities.
Well, Brother B, let me have a conversation. Let's talk for a few. Brother B, do you remember back in the days when rappers actually stood for something? Do you remember the Stop the Violence movement?
Well, yes. That was prime time of hip-hop.
prime time. Mm. And you know what? Now these days, fast forward to 2015. That was back in the early 90s when rappers really stood for something. But now these days, they're not standing for nothing. I mean,
because it's a bunch of house niggas with jewelry on.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you know what? The industry is pimping them out. And they're stupid enough because, hey, man, I'm getting all this money. Yeah, you're getting all this money to act a fool?
You ain't getting no money. Hold on. I'm sorry. Real quick. And they can't say they getting money because, like I said, I used to be in the whole music thing. And first of all, that upfront money that they give you, so they burn like all them jewels is rented, them houses mm-hmm. rented, the cars is rented. They want to try and live that glamorous lifestyle. Even the chicks in the video was rented. So
exactly.
One way or another, you paying. So don't sit there and try and act like you living big when
you're not living. It's all false.
No, it's all false. So that's what I'm saying. With all that being said, somebody needs to stand up for this little boy. Because,
my thing
is, what is the father doing? What is his father doing? Like,
what he's doing? He's not cooperating with the police.
Nah.
He's not saying anything
because he wants
that stupid gang style of snitches.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I'm not ratting out anybody because I don't know what kind
of
retaliation is going to happen.
This is the problem.
K-Dog, relax. I know you're hyped up tonight, but relax.
Yeah, I'm
relaxed. Well, my question is, to Brother B and Max, what is the point of a gang today?
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, you're scared of a gang, but you want to be part of the gang, because we all want to be part of a group. But gangs today seem like a bunch of wuss now compared to back then.
Well, first of all, when you talk about a group of individuals getting together to do what, protect each other? That sounds pussy in itself. Listen, I'm a man. I do my dirt by my lonely. I don't need nobody to back me. I don't need nobody to be in front. I can watch my own back and my front. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I just thought about it on another level. Like they always say to people, what's the thing? There's more with when you have more people, more enforcers. It's like a war thing.
More numbers.
Wait,
you mean there's more heart in numbers?
Yeah.
More heart in numbers.
But once again, then it's a group of cowards that it just goes to show you, it's a group of cowards getting together. Now they got heart because they man decided to throw the first punch. So now he got the heart to throw the second punch, and then somebody else got the heart to throw the third punch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a
coward
war.
It's a bunch of cowards.
Yeah, but guys, in a lot of these situations, like the second generation now, a lot of these kids grew up in this life. They don't know anything else. Their parents were gangbangers. Their parents' parents were gangbangers. They don't know anything else. And it's sad that people, a lot of community leaders will do nothing to try to educate or say anything. They'll blind eye to it.
Anitra B, you can't educate somebody that don't even want to educate themselves.
Exactly.
If they don't want to be happy, they don't accept it.
You can't help anybody like that. You can't.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody can.
We have another caller. Wow, we're on fire tonight.
Well,
caller.
We got a hot show today.
Yeah, we got a hot show today.
Hello, caller, 457? Hello? 457, are you there? Okay. Thank you for calling. Try again.
So silly.
I mean, I just find it is sobering. Like I said, 9 years old. But yo, when I heard about that, I'm just. But it's like I thought it was just something where a kid got killed in a crossfire. But when I actually listened, like you said, they lured this boy into an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Like yo, I ain't gonna front. If I was his pops, I'm not gonna communicate either, because I would get all of them like in one spot. And just blow everything up, like even myself, because you know what I'm saying, I'm part of the reason why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But what did his pops do? Like, I'm not curious. What if his pops actually killed one of their kids?
Exactly.
It's almost like an eye for an eye kind of deal.
But why are the kids? But what's the purpose of putting the kids in there?
Exactly.
Because
and that's
eye
the problem.
For an eye.
See, there used to be way back when we used to hear about gangs being around. It was all about. That mentality of that they're a family. They're sticking for their own. The reason why they're there is because they don't have the house life, the family life. They don't have the parents and there,
and
so they protect each other.
Support,
It's a 4-4 system.
That's the same story.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, guys. We have the 457. You're on the air. Hello? Okay, I tried. Carry on, Sean Black.
It's the false cover security.
I wanted to say, I think, because let's not forget that there are other individuals, other races, like Italians, and I don't know, so I'm hearing Amish Mafia, I don't know, but
they all got
like,
games.
All of them got games. They wiping out the whole family. They taking out dogs and everything. So
you're right.
I don't know why.
You're right about that.
I really don't want to say how, oh, it's only a black thing, because, like I said, the mob, they'll take everybody. Bird, dog, puss, everybody. Gotta go by.
I'm not saying that it's just a black issue, because there are gangs throughout all kinds of cultural races and creeds. That's not even the issue. The issue is that the initial premise behind gangs was as a self-identification module for lots of people to be in the same thing. We're protecting the same. We're within the same. We're making sure we look out for the same. And there's a reason that they were around the 70s and the 60s and then the 80s. Today, it's more or less who can get what they can get out of it and get away with it and then rat other people out to protect themselves.
Well,
and when you get into the point where you have to get to this point and stoop this low to actually kill a child to make
that's
a point.
Crazy. Like, all right, Mr. Sean Black, to answer, like, you're 100% with that, but may I add, they had rules.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Geneva Convention, just like other things, like there are rules to these wars. There were rules and codes. And the whole thing is now there's no rules. There's no codes. Everybody's just all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And I remember in the movie Scarface, what was his biggest thing? No women and kid children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and even in, even I believe in the mafia, like some of their codes are like, yo, no kids.
Yeah.
Like,
you
if
realize
it happens,
that wasn't
it
true,
happens,
right?
What?
That wasn't true. The mob killed children.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
saying,
okay,
children were tortured. This is not a new concept. I mean,
it's not.
It's sad.
No.
This is not a new concept. This has been happening in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. This is not new.
Yeah, but some
of
them, there's some out there that they don't involve kids. And some of them, they don't involve kids.
But
of course they do. Criminal's a criminal. They have no social convention. They're criminals.
Or as the expression went, there's no honor among thieves.
No, there's none. Exactly. They're criminals. There's no honor. They're going to shoot you, no matter if you're one or if you're 50. You're gone. Now, it's your choice to want to participate in that lifestyle. Oh, get the fuck out.
Because you know what? Unfortunately,
a lot of people don't want to leave because of their own reasons and or stupidity. But
they're
choices to make.
Because you know what? I'm glad you brought up that on top. I'm glad you brought up the case because, you know, throughout history, there's always been gangs. I mean, anybody who reads upon history could see that there's been gangs throughout. I mean, the gang has always been a family. Culture to culture.
Talk about gangs. We forgot about the main important gang that's coming out again. The KKK. Anisha B is called the KKK. So Anisha B is
wrong.
Oh, God. I hate it so wrong.
Seriously?
I'm going to punch you in your throat.
I would say the clan is more of a movement. They're not a gang. They're a movement. And they've been prevalent and relevant for years. They're a movement.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So they got a whole lot much more clout than these cornball ass gangs, because KKK, their violence, when they do violence, it's not just it's unnecessary violence, but it's like a concentrated violence. Like these cats and gangs, they're just killing to kill. They're just making up reasons to kill. Like, oh, he got the last piece of chicken from the soup from Crown Chicken,
right,
so I got the body lift. I got to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Or he looked at me funny. Or his sneakers is another color. I got to kill him. They just tell for no reason. I mean, Crown's look.
Wait, you sound very muffled. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah, they are. They're just, killing the Klan people. Like I said, they have an agenda. Gangs don't.
Exactly.
They really don't.
Oh,
and
you
they
know,
have,
so,
they have an agenda.
Another
so
thing about
that.
Yeah.
No. Can you name a few names as part of the KKK?
Oh,
that got hacked out.
Oh, there's plenty of names out.
Plenty of names that popped out, but one of the names that they throw out there, we all know about David Duke, who actually tried to run for president of the United States,
brother.
Of all people.
That's my brother from another mother, yes.
Of course. There was another one named Frank Ancona, whose name was included in a release as an imperial wizard of the KKK's traditionalist American Knights, or the TAK, go figure. Another person by the name of Don Black, no relation to me, who's the founder of the white supremacist site Stormfront.
How you gonna have be white with a name, your last name Black? Don Black.
I have no idea.
That's an oxymoron.
I have no idea. Basically, the reason why this was brought up is because the hacker group Anonymous, in protest to the one-year anniversary of what happened to Michael Brown, they decided to release a database full of, I believe it started at 1,000 names of the KKK. And they just threw all of these names out there. Now, maybe not all of them are 100% legit as far as all of the names that they threw out, but there are going to be ramifications to it. And, you know, if your name is linked to a group such as the KKK, no matter what your mentality is or whatever job you had or whatever you were doing, it's just the connotation to it, whether it's true or not, has definite ramifications throughout the world, whether it's social media, whether it's through government, wherever. And we know that the KKK are out there. They have infiltrated all forms of media and business. There's probably some within the television movie sphere, behind the scenes,
yes,
in government. We know they probably own businesses. So they're around there. But what I think Anonymous is trying to do is to show everybody out there, because of what has been going on in Ferguson and some of the other things that have happened, they think that this is something that will help speed up some of the issues that are going on and get them outed.
I don't think the Klan is our problem. The Klan is not our problem. They're not our problem. Go look in the damn mirror. The Klan people, everybody keep putting it off on somebody else. Like, stop it. Like, it's
that's
not
what I'm
them. It's us. Like,
exactly.
We're our biggest problem.
That's exactly
we
what I said earlier.
We keep ourselves in the foot. Like, you can't sit
earlier.
There, like, you know, well, the man or the Klan or this people, that they're trying to hold us
or
back.
Or feminism.
Yo, shut up. Yeah,
just had this conversation. Someone was like, oh, feminism destroyed black women. What? Excuse me?
Yeah, it did.
Me.
Yeah, it did.
What, Max?
You need 2 hours for this one.
If not,
I can give you
one.
Well, give us the Cliff Notes version.
Let me finish this up first. You need 2 hours of this discussion. Plus, I can give you lists of books and leaders that have all said the same, including women.
I don't care what they said. All I'm saying is, this is why we're in that disarray. No.
You speak
you
on behalf of most
me,
of black women.
I need you,
you
to
care,
tell me why you figure. I need you, because you said it doesn't.
My case.
I'm going to
tell rest
you
my
how
case.
It doesn't. So
you
tell
just
me
said, you
how
just
it
made
does.
My point even clear.
How does
I rest
it?
My case.
Answer that question and make it clear. How does it? How did
you
it?
Don't care
it
says a lot.
How did
basically,
it
sounds
how
like
did
a defeatist. That's
no,
done.
No, because you telling me about other books. All I'm telling you is to answer the question.
Exactly.
Don't be violent or angry.
Exactly.
Just calm it down.
I am calm.
I'm in the streets right now. Let me finish this up. If I'm in the streets right now, But I can hear your anger in your voice. If you want, if you want me to explain something, don't come back at me with an anger
I'm so
like
angry,
that.
Right? I'm so angry.
What does feminism have to do with it? What does feminism? I'm still trying to find out what does feminism have to do with the plight of the black woman.
Thank you.
All right, let me go back to where feminism had taken its course. In the 70s, it was called about dividing and conquer. All you had to do was divide our black women from our black men.
That was way before
and
the 70s.
And
that
labor.
Was when they were coming to get us on ships.
That was way before. Oh, no, it was way before. But then when we started forming with the help of the two leaders, two black leaders that were murdered, it started being divided again. Our two black leaders were X and King. Once they were murdered, that was it. It started dividing once again. We was also a right path until they were murdered. Once they were murdered, that's when they took his course and said, let's start a dividing with the help of the government and the help of the feminism. It was done. It's systematic.
But
I think
we're trying to find out specifically how feminism and when did feminism specifically out of feminism divided black women from their men?
In many ways. All right, I'm going to put it like this, though. Besides encouraging them about being empowerment, and besides telling them, oh, you could do this, you could do that without the help of a black man, what they were doing was throwing all that in.
When did that happen?
Here goes the anger tone. I'm trying to explain something,
so
and you're going right back to
it's
you're still going back again
question.
To be angry again.
It's an assertive
this is
question.
My point
don't
I'm
tell me
guys.
Anything about anger.
You don't
I
make
can be
the point
clear
when
question.
You're being interrupted
or
disrupted
like that. If you want to call it anger, you can have a speech.
Here we go.
If you want to call it anger, you can have a speech.
Let's prove it again.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Don't get mad if you can't. Don't get mad if you can't make your point.
I think it's being a little misconstrued here.
Hold on.
I'm not going to make my point correctly if I'm going to be disrespectful or interrupted. I heard what she said. I've been the most quiet guy of the whole.
I asked her a question. You still didn't answer it.
She's still talking.
You didn't answer the question.
Ms. Jones, hold on.
Could be disrespectful.
Ms. Jones. Thank you. Let Matt speak.
I hit the trigger, though. It's all good. I hit a trigger, which is it's already going to happen. I hit a trigger, and I hit a nerve. I understand that. I'm the most quiet guy throughout the whole few minutes. I've been listening to everybody's case about what's been going on with the KKK and everything else. But once you said that about the feminist thing, I'd address it. But once I was trying to explain something, then, of course, the anger tone started kicking in. But I'm saying to myself, all right, I'll let the anger tone kick in because I want everybody
to
hear.
Why are you still talking about the anger? Just answer the question.
It's a symbol. Where we're behind.
All I'm saying is I don't like wordy motherfuckers. Stop being wordy.
Exactly. This is what I learned from the march. No, Brother B, let me talk. This is why we're behind. We're behind that type of tone and that type of action.
Well, you know what? Hold on. You know, the reason why I believe we're behind is because, once again, we keep finger-pointing at each other, but we're not looking at the source of the anger. The sources of anger is this. The fact that we're not helping each other. Because, once again, we're too busy pointing fingers at each other. We're too busy wanting to blame each other for shit that for some things that we don't even have any control of. We're too busy blaming each other for things that we refuse to educate ourselves on. Because, like I said, this shit happened way before feminism. Feminism is nothing but a word that somebody said, let me drop this in the well to get them more confused.
It became a word, it also became a movement. It became a movement as well.
But you know, it's a movement, and it's nice. There's plenty of movements out there. But you know what? There's the media and certain social aspects only push certain movements that are more beneficial
to
their situation.
To become more honest on our flaws. We've got to be more honest on our flaws. I'm not finger pointing. I'm pointing out the fact that, listen carefully, and then absorb it. Once you listen carefully and absorb it, then you realize that, I have to own up the fact that, there's some point being dropped, and I got to pull back.
So
pull back, and you got to be listening.
Okay,
I'm still Rodney. I was still listening, and I still didn't hear specifically who said, stay away from your black man. Exactly.
All right. Yeah. I'm right,
hold on.
Okay. I want to get to that point. I want to get to that point, but I'm not getting to that point.
My quote on
an angry person is not
going to
really listen. An angry person is
not
going to really listen. They're going to hear,
right,
but they're not going to listen.
If you want to
stop it,
I'm not going to waste my precious minute. I'm not going to waste my precious minute and address it. Oh, my name is Sweetheart now.
Well, we need to try to have one person at a time. One person at a time. Nothing is going to get listened. No one's going to hear anything.
And you know what? This is the prime. This is a prime example. Why? This is the prime reason why we don't get along.
One person at a time.
And I'm going to say this. This is the prime reason why we don't get along. This is the prime example of why we don't get along, because we can't agree to disagree.
Exactly.
No, it's
the
not,
prime
it's,
reason why we're still stuck in the mud, because we cannot agree to disagree. Somebody has to make a point. Listen, the pencil is broken. There's no point to be made. Either you go to the machine and you sharpen your end, and I'll sharpen mine. It's just that somebody
right.
ain't
so,
going to have an eraser. That's just what it is.
But it's not about
okay.
agreeing to disagree. If someone asks you to make a point, make it. Why are you talking
yeah,
about who's
it.
Angry and who's not?
Right. Okay,
you still
just,
didn't
just
make your
a point.
Point. Exactly.
Make a point. One person, okay, just make
let's
it one
topic.
Person at a time. One
let's
person at a time.
Topic.
That's all we need. That's all
okay,
we need.
Okay, y'all got to be. All right, everybody calm down. You made some good points. Let's go to the next topic. Let's talk
yeah.
about, damn. What topic should I talk next?
All right,
it sounds like WrestleMania up in here. That's what it sounds
away,
like.
I know
take
what topic.
Man.
Why people can't answer questions when they ask.
All right. You see how this is getting great? I've been quiet. I've been very quiet because I let
oh,
the example speak for itself. I love it.
Okay.
I love the example speak for itself. Point proven. Point proven. Another point I'll make is if you're going to explain something, you know
uh-huh.
a person that's going to be angry is not going to really listen. They're going to be too angry to
listen.
I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm going to go, I'm still mad. You made me a point. I'm just sitting back and like, oh, here we go again.
All right, Matt.
Is this what's going on in the household? And this is what goes on in the household. And this is why we're
divided. Tebow, the band's informing me.
I love this. I love this. This is so fantastic. And I love how Brother
right.
B trying to cater to that. Like, oh, I'm gonna try this. Yeah. It doesn't work
Brother
that way, bro.
Killing,
it doesn't work that way.
Brother B.
Wait.
That's
a whoa. Fall back. Hold on. Don't walk in my jungle. I tried to cater.
You can rewind. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait, I missed something.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. Fall back now.
My name is Baby now. My name is Baby.
Fall back.
My name is Baby.
Fall back, bro. Because let me tell you something
right
now. I'm not a waiter, so I cater to no one. Let's get that one straight.
Great line.
And hold on. Secondly, listen.
Let's not go by the words.
Brother.
Let's not go by the
words. If you
want to
have intellectual conversation, why don't you be intellectual and close your mouth for a minute?
We're not coming with anything.
Thank you.
It's about solutions, guys. It's about listening.
Hold up. Bro.
Hold up. Yeah, that's the thing. You listen. Just listen. Right. You don't have to be going all hostile.
Okay, everybody's on mute right now. I need to get control of the show. Please, guys, cooperate, please. Everybody's on mute. We're going to change the topic and carry on. I love you all, but we have to keep on going. Okay? Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you.
Is everybody okay? I think I have everybody back on now.
Yeah, how about you?
I actually right. muted myself because I'm trying to order some food.
Okay. All right. On to the next.
Order me a drink while you at it.
The ratchet has to continue. The ratchet has
darling,
to continue.
I'm already ahead of you. I'm already ahead of you.
The ratchet has to continue.
Hold on. I gotta stop. I gotta stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Bro, listen.
No, listen.
There you go
Brother
again.
B, like you go by your name, Brother P. I'm going to call you Brother P. So
Brother, no,
okay.
actually, it goes deeper than that. But listen, let me ask you a question, because I'm trying to call you a brother, but it's actually you seem more like an enemy than a brother, because you're taking precious time from everybody to insult your own people, and you're probably getting some type of joy out of this. And I don't even see why you're a part of this forum if you're going to insult people. Because, listen, everybody has their own opinion. Just like you want to be respected, hey, listen, you should respect others too. But, listen, if you can't play in the sandbox, then step off.
Yeah, that.
And I hate to say it like that, but you're forcing my hand. You're forcing me to say something ignorant, and I don't want to be ignorant. I want to get along with you, brother. I want us to have good conversation. I want us to have a nice night because I like this show. I enjoy calling in, and I enjoyed speaking with the people and building knowledge with the people here. But if you're going to come on and be condescending, if you're going to come on and be disrespectful and not respect the opinions of others, then this sandbox is not for you.
Hello.
Okay. Well, brother,
because I am not that dude, bro. I am not that dude. Because I'll invite you to the menu and we could talk about whatever, but you seem to have an issue with one of my co-hosts for some whatever historical reasons. I really don't care. But like I said, you want to be intelligent? Show some intelligence and stop disrespect.
That kind of turned me on.
All right, Matt. Okay, Matt,
brother,
you talk. Right.
And you call yourself a brother. Unbelievable.
I'm a brother for many, but an enemy the most.
Than you're acting more of an entertainer right now.
An entertainer. Yeah, listen.
Rodney, how many people took over the table,
Matt,
Rodney?
No,
because
no,
you're supposed to have control.
Matt, take it easy, brother. Bring it
exactly.
Down.
Exactly. And, you know what? Hold on. And there's reasons.
Rodney, I thought you had this under control, Rodney.
You're the reason. You're the reason why I support. Some of the Klan's actions. You're the reason why I support some of these Klan's actions. Because there's Negroes like you that need to be removed.
Okay, all right, guys, bring it down. This is gone. I'd like to move on. Let's go. All right, brother B, what is your final thought? What was your final thought on anything? Who, me? Yes. Brother, who? Well, listen, my final thought is peace,
love, and hair, Greece. God bless. Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Cowards need to be removed and to step to the rear.
Hello.
All right.
Hi, dude.
Thank you, Brother B. K-Dog, what's your final thought?
My final thought is this. We got to get it together as a people, brothers. We got to get it together as a people. We got to increase the peace. And, of course, build the communities. Don't break them apart. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do as a people.
Ms. Jones?
You know me, I'm woman fuzzy. I have my little moments where I pop off, but at the end of the day, I don't like when people try to scapegoat or when people try to hang on things that aren't relevant to what their main focus is. Don't deflect, stay focused, and then we can build our community. Because if we can't build our community, people are going to come in and use those same things to separate us and make us deflect and lose focus on what we really, that's why we can't unify. Because if money can get in between us, if miscommunication can get in between us, then it's like, what's the point?
House niggas could get in between us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Yep. All right, K-Dog?
Yeah.
K-Dog, go ahead. What's your final thought?
Oh, okay. Well, my final thought is this. Like, I second what Brother B. Brother B, you still there? Ms. Jones, are you still there?
Yes, we're still there.
Okay, now, everybody just listen to what I got to say. It says, all I got to say is this, is that we as a people, we got to think better, we got to know better, teach our children better, because you know what? In the future, we're going to be lost. If we continue to go down this road of being disrespectful towards others and murdering each other and destroying our own neighborhood, how are we supposed to move ahead? We can't move anywhere if we're going to be thinking. And plus, some of us, we need to stand up and do things for ourselves and stop sticking our hands out and asking for handouts.
You're right.
Okay.
But I think Grand Poobah, I think Grand Poobah said it best. Sometimes you can't civilize a savage.
Exactly.
Okay, wow. Very slow night tonight for us on the Absolute Truth Show.
Very slow, huh?
Brother B, K-Dog, Ms. Jones, thanks so much for you guys calling. And can't wait to do this again next week. Thanks so much, guys.
Later.
Thank
you, guys. Thank you. Hey, man, you're
welcome.
Bye, brother.
Nitra.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Thanks for another
explosive
show today.
Everybody. Good night, everyone.
Good
night.
Good night,
y'all. Bye.
Okay. All right. Oh, I think I hung up on the wrong people.
Oh.
Oh, well. Oh, Sean Black is actually where I hung up on the beat.
Yes, I'm still here.
Right. Okay, before we carry on. We got 19 minutes left.
Okay.
Before I pass it to you, I'll probably wait for Ms. Anisha B to call back. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is The Hot Rod. I am terribly sorry for tonight's show, for the chaos that's going on. I'll try to take control of the show. I respect people's opinion. I respect what they say on the show. But at the same time, we do have to have respect for one another as brothers and sisters, whether we're black, white, Chinese, or whatever. So deep down, from the bottom of my heart, ladies and gentlemen, once again, The Hot Rod, a.k.a. The King of Kings, want to apologize to you listeners for this show. I did not predict this show to happen like this. I told Sean we have a lot to vet out, but it took to a different route. So
yes.
I will try to do better next time. I apologize once again. It's just, you know, it's late night and everybody want to vet out. And once, like I said before, I admire people's opinions. This is why I like to use the call and vent out, but we still have to respect and listen to one another, and that's the problem with this world today. And on that note, I think I'll just give you my final thought. So,
you did.
Oh, oh, boy.
My notes are all over the place, so I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But Sean Black,
yes.
What do you like to say?
Well, based on what we just witnessed today,
that was interesting, by the way.
Yes, it's kind of a microcosm of what's going on in certain parts of society where a lot of people don't respect other people's opinions. And so people, they take their opinions and their very, very strong opinions, and most of those opinions are based on what they've dealt with in their life.
Mm.
When you go through certain things in your life, or I'm not saying you've dealt with certain things, but you have an opinion built up on in something that may have happened to a friend or something that happened while you were in school, you build up an opinion about a certain topic. The problem is that everybody takes those opinions to heart, and in certain instances, people take those opinions and they try to beat you over the head with them in certain arguments or certain debates as if it's fact. Not all the time. Mm-hmm. But there are people in this world that do that. And in certain parts of society, those kinds of actions are counterproductive. They're counterintuitive, and that's part of the issue. So I think that what we have to do is, based on everything that we've done, and as you just said, Hot Rod, this show is it's a topical show. It's about things that have happened in current events, things that happen in society. Sometimes it's things that happen just the day before we go to air. One of those things that we have to make sure that we do is to make sure we don't lose focus of what we're trying to do, which is to get the news out there, to get other people that call in and that listen their opinions about things that have happened without beating anyone over the head with it. And I think that maybe this was one of those shows where it kind of went, instead of going straight, it took a far right and then hooked around and went back into a different direction.
Well,
so,
you know what I noticed? People hear, they don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
That entire conversation, everyone's yelling and screaming over each other, but they weren't listening.
Yeah.
No one, like, I noted, like, a lot of people don't take the time to actually listen to what someone else is trying to say.
Yeah.
What?
They pinpoint on one, they seem to hear one phrase or one word that they don't like, and they go off.
What? What?
And as I stated before, that makes the point being that if this being an opinion show, a very highly opinionated show, when we bring up topics, it shows you how strong and passionate people can be about a particular topic. The only thing is that you can't completely disrespect other people when it comes to that kind of thing. I think that we're losing, kind of lose the point and the focus of certain topics of the show and where it's going from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, people need to realize that there needs to be a level of respect that they can't, you know, do that. Then they
yeah.
can just don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
That simple. I mean, if I was on the board, everyone would have gotten hung up on me. I'm not nice.
We'd be listening to the dial tone show, I guess.
Exactly. Everyone,
the reason I could not hung up on everybody at the same time was, I'm not going to lie, I cannot remember people's number. So I'm working the board, and I'm trying to realize that's why I hung up on Nisha B by mistake, because I can't remember everybody's number. So once again, I apologize to everyone about that. Please, to Ms. Jones, Brother B, Max, K-Dog, and the rest of the people, thank you so much, and I appreciate your opinions. And please, call again. You know, I don't want this. I love mayhem and chaos, but tonight was a little out of control. But
organized mayhem and chaos.
To
be nice.
Yes, yes. All right, organized, yes. All right, on to the 200 questions. We got 14 minutes left. Sean Black, what do you think about Donald Trump's performance on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday?
Well, I actually got a chance to see bits and pieces of it. And, you know, I wasn't expecting it to be bad, because we know, as I've said before, he's a carnival barker. He's that type of person that goes on TV and he thrives on the attention. So, of course, he's got charisma. He's got that, you know, the performance stake in him. And he went on and he made fun of himself, which is something that you can only ask for somebody when they go on Saturday Night Live, knowing that you're going to be roasted and, you know, you're part of pop culture. You got to be able to make fun of yourself. And he did a pretty good job.
Oh, wow. You give Donald Trump credit?
Notice what I'm giving him credit for in the entertainment world. I didn't say I was giving him props for what he's doing in the political world. That's a completely different story.
See, now I have to watch this.
Mm-hmm. And you have to watch something else, too. But besides that,
I'm going to punch you in your throat.
Well, let's go on to this topic since we have time left. Who suffers more from a broken heart, men or women? Sean, before we answer that completely, who do you think suffers more, men or women?
Well, I think that based on the fact that women seem to be much more in tune with their emotions than men, I would think that that would skew more toward women. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a toss-up.
Okay, and it should be? Well, who do you think, men or women?
Yeah, I think it's a toss-up because there are women who are ridiculously sensitive, and there are men who are as the same.
Okay.
I've seen men cry.
I cry all the time when I see my board tab. But,
Lord. But no, I'm just saying, like, I think the sensitivity poll goes on both.
Well, according to a study on Men Journal and Social Behavior, a study of more than 1,000 men and women of the ages of 18 to 34 shows that men suffers more than women from a broken heart.
Really?
Reason being is females go out and socialize with other females of a broken heart. Compared to men keep a broken heart from within. In other words, I'm not going to cross to Sean and on his shoulder about my breakup, which is going to happen anytime soon now. But besides compared to Anisha B, you will go out to the bars with the rest of the girls and talk about it, drink about it, like, you know what, forget him.
Yeah. It seems like the thought process is women experience much more of the emotional anguish, but men take the longer, it's longer for a man to recover. Well, they'll hold on to the pain much longer, although a female will actually hurt more from it, from an emotional side. I think that's what the study is going on.
Sure.
So next time I break up, I will be crying to Sean on his shoulder. And then she'll be, don't have to worry about breakups because, you know, she breaks guys' heart all the time, especially in the bathroom. But besides that,
I'm going to end up killing him one day. You do realize this, right?
I understand. If there's no absolute truth, then I think I know what happened.
Okay. So, we got a few minutes left. Sean Black, what is your final thought? I'm switching it up this time.
Okay. My final thought is, in this, the way things have gone in the last couple of days, and we had a lot of good things to bring up, and we'll probably use a lot of these topics in a future show, but shows you that the way society has become, we have to be a lot more vigilant in making sure that we get the information out to the people that need the information the most so that they can make better decisions when it comes to help when they need it. So I think that that's one of those things that is us having a show or us doing a show like this and others that do shows and blogs and TV shows, that they have to be a little more vigilant with the information that they get and also be able to make sure that it's the right information so that they can actually get things done the right way. And I think that that has to be paramount if we want to get that taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Anisha B., your final thought?
Well, you know, I actually thought about this when everyone was yelling and screaming before. I was just, like, sitting here. But, No, you know how people are always saying the black community's got to get together, the white community, we got to clean up this, we got to do this, we got to do this. Obviously, it doesn't work. And, I mean, I was raised to empower myself, you know, and help other people. I wasn't, you know, I am proud of my heritage, but I'm a proud woman. I don't wear my...
Oh, boy.
I'm going to punch him in his face one day, I swear. I'm going to punch him. So I'm just saying, like, I don't wear my race on my sleeve. You know, I volunteer, I donate, you know, I do what I can, but I do it for causes that help everyone. And I feel that's the only way we're going to fix things, is if we all help, not just, you know, one particular group here and there.
That makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
I really
don't
think that, I don't even think that matters anymore, considering how society is today. It shouldn't.
Oh, very good, and thank you so much for your final thought. And once again, guys, I don't know what to tell you. Today was a nice show in the beginning, and somehow I just went to a tornado just hit the show.
Yeah,
like my mind's still backwards about what happened on the show, because once again I feel bad. I should have taken better of the show. But we're here to entertain you guys. We're here to inform you guys, and we're here to make you laugh and think at the same time. But Sean, before we go on, let me tell you a quick story about Nisha and I.
All right.
We went to the dry cleaners last week, right? Before we went out drinking, because I need to drop off a shirt. So she dropped off the shirt at the cleaners, and as we was leaving, the lady was yelling at us, "Come again!" And Nisha say, "No, not this time. It's toothpaste." But besides that,
wow.
I did not. That never happened.
Oh boy. Oh, that was bad.
I was saying myself, is he really telling that joke? Really?
That was really bad.
Hey, what? But hey, I need something out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, to the next Monday for Never Crazy.
Guys, I actually sat here for a second. Where did we go to dinner? Where did we go to laundry at?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Guys, please, I'm begging you, tune in next week, next Monday night at 9 o'clock for another crazy racism, sexism, whatever show we call this now. I don't know anymore. Tornado Fest. WrestleMania Fest.
Trust us, we have some pretty good topics for next week, and hopefully we'll try to touch on some of the stuff that we missed this week. But there are a lot of topics, as we talked about off air, that we got so loaded that we were going to use, we had to stretch them to next week. So,
yes. All right, so maybe next week I might do a two-hour show, God willing. But,
oh, Lord.
I'm your host with the most, the King of Kings himself. I am the Hot Rod with
the one and only Sean Black and...
And Anitra B.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. Till next time. And, my producer wants us to send him a sex text. Okay. I don't know what that means, but hey. My producer wants me to send him a sex text. Oh, of Anitra B. Okay, that's easy. We all got copies of that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to jail. I swear, I'm going to jail one day. Sean,
Anitra B,
I will let you know where I keep my...
I'll just talk about Anitra B. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Till the next time, to the absolute truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, the pleasure was all...
yours.
Peace out, Sean Black.
Peace.